And that's where I'll have to leave you, darlings. I know. I want to hang out more too, but there's just no rest for the wicked. I've got places to go and people to do. I mean, see. I'm just teasing. You know, I'm living the hell out of that hashtag single life. Oh, thank you. Thank you. And don't forget to donate to the fundraiser. Every dollar helps towards saving the environment. Ta-ta, lovelies.
Ugh, how exhausting. I can't wait till that fundraiser hits its goal. Then I can finally have enough money to buy this island instead of renting it and just fully leave this bleeding heart bimbo persona behind. Peter, come take my bags and my phone while you're at it. I don't even want to have to think about these losers while we're flying to paradise. What do I even pay you for if you aren't already here when I need you? All work and no play makes Mummy very sad. Now go get me some champagne, like a good boy, and then I want total privacy. I mean, thank God for the green screen. Can you even imagine if any of my followers knew I had a private plane? They wouldn't shut up about it.
Oh, well, she's pro-environment, but she's got a private plane.
What can I say? Oil shares pay better, and oil tycoons already know how to keep information from the public when they need to. Peter, what are you still doing here? I told you to get me a glass of champagne. You may as well bring me the whole bottle if you're going to be this slow when I ask you to do something. Ugh, God, it's hard to find good help these days. Now I can just lie back and... Who the hell are you? A new flight attendant? I'll have to talk to Peter. All personnel changes need my approval. Oh, but you do have my champagne, though. So you're starting off on the right foot. That hits the spot. I can feel my stress beginning to evaporate already. Quieting my mind. Leave the bottle. I'll call you when I need you. You want a picture? I'm sorry, but no. Peter should have briefed you on... Hey, I said no. Why are you... Yes, sir. I insist that you stop. Yes, sir. Thank you for... Wait, sir? No. Stop. My head. Please, I said... Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please, fill my empty mind. What was I saying? I can't remember. My head feels fuzzy. Oh, I was saying how much I love to have pictures taken of me. And that makes sense. I am an influencer, just like you said. I must love to be looked at. Yeah, I must be... No, wait. I'm not a vain bitch. You can't talk to me that way. What? Another picture? I do like being looked at. I love having my picture taken. Of course you can take another picture. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. How was that? Oh, you think you know how I can be more visually appealing? Darling, I'm not sure I need your help on that front. I have millions of followers. Did you just call me arrogant? How dare you? I should call Peter and tell him to throw you off this plane mid-flight. Well, yes, of course you can take another picture, I suppose. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please, fill my empty mind. Wasn't there something... Oh, you say Peter hired you directly? Because he knew I love getting my photo taken. Right, of course he does. And so he hired a fan with photography skills to take my photo more regularly? Well, I suppose he isn't completely useless then. I do love being looked at. That's why I'm successful. The camera loves me, and I love it. And who would understand that better than a fan? You know, Peter practically needs me to think for him most of the time. I'm glad to know he picked up on the skill. Oh my god. Sorry, I've never laughed that way in my life. This is very good champagne, by the way. It almost feels like... What was I saying? My thoughts keep popping. Sort of like they form and then they disappear. Pop, like bubbles. You put something in my drink? What? Wait, no. Of course you can take another photo, but wait. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. I should be a slutty bimbo if I want people to look at me. What? People like to look at slutty bimbos. Oh, yes, I suppose that's true. So much depraved pornography online, after all. So I suppose that makes sense. And I do want people to look at me. And, well, I am already giggling like a bimbo. So what do I do next? I accept that my head is empty. Well, that's easy. When my thoughts pop, pop, popping, it already feels like my brain is just full of bubbles. I should imagine, like, every time a thought pops, a piece of my identity falls away? Well, that's a little much, don't you think? Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Right. I suppose that if my brain really is just bubbles and my thoughts keep popping, eventually there'll be nothing left. So my identity popping away with my thoughts just makes sense. But wait, I'm scared. What happens to me when there's nothing left? Oh, yeah, you're so right. Peter will take care of me. That is his job, of course. Wait, what will he be taken care of? What will I be? You can help me? Please help me. I don't want to be just some empty shell. And your camera? I don't understand. How will that help? Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Oh, I see. Thank you for explaining. That is so cool that your camera can put thoughts directly into someone's head. That sounds so useful for a bimbo like me. When my head is empty, you can just put new things in there. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Oh, so did you just put something new in my brain? That's so cool. Hey, I just realized I don't look nearly enough like the slutty bimbo I am. Let me just take these clothes off. You know, you're so right. I should rip the clothes as I take them off, so I'm not tempted to put them back on. You know, I have a nail file that is perfect for that. Here we go. And there goes my top. This is fun. And now my pants, right? Okay, Nancy.
Yay, no more pants.
I'll just put these dirty rags over on this other seat. There we go. Now I'm in my underwear. That's so much better for a bimbo like me.
Wait, you want me to rip these too? But then you'll see my vagina and my breasts. What's going on? I've never acted like this in my life. It feels so submissive. Usually I'm ordering a guy around, but I guess I could rip the rest of my clothes if it'll make me look prettier for your camera. I do like the way you're looking at me now. I like to be looked at, you know. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. You know what? You're so right, sir. I'm being so silly. I really ought to be less of a stuck-up prude if I ever want to be a successful influencer. Yay! Now you can look at all of me. Oh, it feels so good that you can see my breasts and vagina now. Oh, I'm so sorry. You're totally right. Bimbos don't say words like that. I am glad you get to see my slutty titties and my tight cut, sir. It makes me so horny when people objectify me. That's why I decided to be an influencer. I think. What's going on? My head, it's all so fuzzy. Fuzzy. I love that word. It's such a silly word. Fuzzy. Fuzzy, fuzzy, fuzzy. It almost rhymes with slutty and cunty and Bambi. Those are bimbo words. That's why it's such a great description for a silly little bimbo brain. A silly word for a silly, soft, moldable mind. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. I got just my brain wasn't focused on cocks or submission. I was a bad girl. Wait, really? You have a special outfit just for me? And it's gonna help me be a good little bimbo? Yay! But wait, bimbos always have to have their holes and tits ready. Oh, the outfit has easy access. That's so perfect. You're so smart to plan for that. What a silly, stupid little girl I'm being, worrying about whether an outfit chosen by someone so smart and handsome would make it inconvenient for men to come up and fuck my slutty twat or torture my titties whenever they want. I should have known you'd never make me do anything I was uncomfortable with. Plus, if you order me to wear an outfit, I'm not really betraying my bimbo nature. I'm still respecting the fact that I'm too stupid to make decisions for myself. Okay, let's do it. Do you want to give me the outfit, or do you want to put a new thought in my head first so that I don't mess it up? Oh, you're so sweet, not wanting to exacerbate the deletion of my mind. Most of my thoughts are gone anyway, though, so it really isn't a big deal. Oh, a hula outfit. Oh my god, it's totally adorable. Oh, and the skirt's so small, everyone will always be able to see my cut. Oh, that's so sweet of you to consider. Oh, and instead of a bra, you got me two little nipple clamps. Oh, and they have adorable little flowers on the end to fit with a hula skirt. You are so thoughtful. Oh, that's a good idea. When I get a chance, I should totally get flower nipple piercings instead. Could you, put them on my tits, sir? Please? Oh, thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, sir. My tits are just so sensitive and slutty. The abuse is making my cunt ache for cock. Anyway, now it's just the skirt. Here we go. Do I look pretty, sir? Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, you want more pictures? To post on my socials? Of course, sir. Let's show off my new outfit. How do you want me? Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Push out my slutty titties. Okay, how's this? Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Spread my legs like a whore. Yay! Show the world my cunt, please, sir. I love being looked. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Oh, yes, sir. I'll gag myself with my fingers, too.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please show my afterthought.
Yes, sir. Sorry for choking without your hand around my throat. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Oh, yes, sir. I will masturbate and drool all over my tits like an empty-minded toy. I bet I can do a cross-eyed, too, to make myself look like even more of a dumb cunt. Social media handlers, and now you're my handler too, so you should be paid double. But I still feel like that's not enough for how much you've helped me. I feel like I should thank you somehow. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Oh my god, I'm so dumb. Obviously, I should suck your cock and let you fuck my cunt. My holes are always ready to be used, and I'm too dumb to finish orgasms by myself anyway. Would you believe I have straight up forgotten how to come without a cock in my cunt? I literally can't do anything but edge until I can get a man who's willing to pound my poor cunt. So it's a good thing you put new thoughts in my head before I came. Wouldn't I look so dumb trying to come without a cock pounding me? Oh, yeah. Duh. Of course you could believe I forgot something like that. You and your camera are the only reason I still have thoughts in my head at all. Anyway, I'll just kneel like a good girl and take your cock out, okay, sir? Here we go. Oh, sir, you have such a magnificent cock. Any preferences on how you want to fuck my face, sir? Oh, sure. I'll just submissively open my mouth, and you can grab my hair and... Thank you, sir. Sir, I've never felt so used. I get you needing a little break. You put a lot of work into filling my useless face cunt as roughly as possible. You know, pulling my hair like that really hurt. I really appreciate that kind of abuse. It keeps my cunt nice and wet for when a man wants to fuck me. I'm just glad I didn't get a haircut recently. So it was long enough for you to control my head with properly. You're so right, sir. I should get a ponytail so my head could be forced around even better. You said you were a fan. For how long? A few years, huh? I bet all Peter had to do was tell you what a bitch I really was. And you were immediately on board. Yeah, help me look all pretty and sort my thoughts out properly. I'm curious. When you were watching my live stream, how often did you imagine me on my knees like this? Or on my back, taking a cock in my fuckholes? I bet it was like a whole lot of times. Yeah, duh. And I bet you weren't the only one. He was less of a fan of me and more of a fan of my body. I mean, I always knew I was hot, but honestly, looking back, I feel like the way I look is better suited for pleasing men. Any kind of personal success or self-empowerment. Oh, you're ready to fill my cut now? Yay! I'm so wet for you. I'll just turn around and present my wet twat for you, okay? And you just fucking rail me. Okay, ready, sir. Come and break your empty-headed hula. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Pump me. Oh, pump me. room. Make me your fuck toy. Oh, your cock save. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just like that. Please. Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't use my hands for so long. It's only fair. It's only right. You get to take me and use me and freak me. Use me like a submissive little whore, please. Oh, yeah, make me a little slave. Yeah, that's why I like me. I'm a dumb little slave. Bimbo, yeah. Oh, yeah, make me dance, baby. Make me dance, baby. So ready to be filled. So ready, yes, 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 yes. Oh God, oh God. So much. So much. Oops. Hold on. I am starting to spill a little bit. You should never waste cum. What kind of bimbo would I be? Not a tasty cummy. Oh, hey. Look out the window. We're almost at the island I was planning on buying. So smart. It was such a good idea and turned me into a little hula slut on the way here. That's an island paradise without a hula slave. Only, if I'm the hula slave, who's gonna hold the island? And me for that matter. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Oh my God! Of course! Peter will own me. And the island, of course. I'll make sure to transfer everything I have to him. He's had to put up with me being such a mean cunt for so long. I'll be happy to serve him for the rest of my life. You're such a good friend to him. I am so happy he found you and hired you. I'm sure he'll let you stop by and use me sometimes. I mean, Peter will still be my only master, of course. But there's no reason he wouldn't find enjoyment in renting me out to someone like you, sir. Oh, duh. Of course you already have an agreement. I forgot. You're responsible for all the thoughts in my head. I'm such a silly, stupid little girl. Oh, speaking of, once I unpack for me and Master, I'll need to sign up for a campsite and get all the rest of my fans to follow me over there. Because obviously, I'm going to get banned from every place else once you expose me as a cum-guzzling bimbo whore. I know some will be upset that they're not helping the environment like they wanted to, but I think most will be pretty happy with the consolation prize. Oh, sir, you're the best. Thank you so much.
It was about time I got what I deserved.